You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
October the 1st of 2024. If you look at a year in quarters, that means we are starting the fourth quarter of this year, because 75% of the year is in the rearview mirror, 25% is left to go. If it's like a football game, we are heading into the fourth quarter. Going to either win it or lose it here in the fourth quarter. But October the 1st of 2024, a beautiful day, a beautiful start, a beautiful morning. Lots of sunshine, lots of blue skies, very few clouds, and a temperature of 51 degrees at our 98.9 WXCO studios in downtown Wausau. Corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, you can also join us by going to facebook.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page, be able to see a video stream where you can add your questions and comments there. And also, again, we would love to hear from you. We'd love to hear the comments. We'd love to hear the questions. We'd love to hear the suggestions, the things that we should be talking about. Again, we have a wide open door, an open door policy. If you have,
that's right.
You can disagree with me, and I'm not going to lose my top. I'm going to allow you to make your peace, give your say, and you can do that by calling or texting us. And again, the best way to do it is to get the Civic Media app and then open up the 98.9 WXCO part of that app. If you get the app, again, it's a free app. It's a great app. Be able to have access to all of the stations on the Civic Media radio network, including here at 98.9 WXCO. We're the fifth one down. Open it up, and you can have a button to send us an email, send us a text, give us a call, go to our webpage, listen to us live, listen to the alternate sports streams live when we have a game like we do on Friday night. It's all there on the free Civic Media app. But you can also just call or text us the old-fashioned way. Dial us up. And again, the number is the same, whether to call or text, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. I promise I'm going to try to make sure that I don't miss anything, because sometimes I get so involved in the discussion, I fail to flip over to check out our text line. I'm going to do better. That's what I plan on doing. I'm going to do better. So we're going to keep an eye on that and would love to hear from you. And again, if you call us up, you'll hear the voice of Ian Welsh. He will get your information and then get you on the air as well. 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Speaking of Ian Welsh, he is our in-studio engineer and producer. He is on the other side of the glass, and we are ready to say good morning, Ian Welsh.
Good morning, Chad.
I see. I was talking to you earlier, and you have a little birthday celebration tonight. Not yourself, but...
Nope. Yesterday was my brother Logan's 34th birthday, and we weren't able to go out to celebrate with dinner last night, but we're doing it tonight. We're going to celebrate his birthday by going to Wausau on the water, because
wow,
absolutely, because Logan really lights that place with all the lights and, yeah, and the sounds.
The
and
games.
It's just a really fun place.
Really a lot of stuff going on there. And the food is also very good, too.
Oh, yeah.
So
the
that's,
food is awesome. Lots of games. They even have laser tag there. I played laser tag there quite a few times. And let me tell you, it is a lot of fun.
Fantastic.
It hurts when you get shot, but it's a lot of fun because you get that little tingle in there.
Yeah, terrific. No, that's wonderful. Great to celebrate a family birthday, especially be able to do it at a fun place and really enjoy yourself. So,
yeah, ever since Wausau on the Water was built here, I think it's grown extremely popular.
Though you should have yesterday when we were doing our celebrity birthday, should have brought that up.
Oh, I probably should have.
But today, a little, you know, better late than never.
You're always a celebrity in our family,
there,
Logan.
There you go. And coming up later in the show, we will have our daily history lesson. We will be talking about famous events that occurred on this date in history. We'll talk about those celebrity birthdays. There is a special birthday today. We'll acknowledge it early. Former President Jimmy Carter, 100 years old today. 100
And my dad was telling me about that yesterday.
And the thing about it, yesterday I saw a story as well that it was 9 years ago that he was diagnosed and came up with the announcement that he had had cancer that spread into his brain. Mm-hmm. But I read an interesting story about the advances made in that type of cancer that's allowed him to live for 9 years. Because basically, if he would have been diagnosed with this even a year earlier, he probably would have passed away after about 6 to 9 months. But because they had advanced studies and they had advanced ways of treating it, he's still with us today. And his grandson had said that basically the reason he is still with us is he's trying to make sure that he gets to Election Day because he wants to vote for Kamala Harris and make sure that Kamala Harris wins the presidency. And he's going to show great courage because he's been suffering through some illness, obviously.
Thank you, Mr. Carter, and have a happy birthday.
And I remember back when he was president, and he was president from January the 20th of 1977 to January the 20th of 1981, and there were some tough times in this country economically, and a lot of it was basically things out of his control, but it was still something that was a tough time. He had the Iran hostage crisis that was a major factor as well. Mm-hmm. But I remember as a very young kid, I must have been either like 8, 9 years old, the president flew into Mosinee, and he drove into the Wausau, and he came right down Grand Avenue in Rothschild, right in front of the Rothschild School. You know where the school is, and the rock to say Rothschild.
Yep.
And I went to Rothschild School. I lived in Rothschild, and we were lined up on the road as the presidential motorcade went by. I still remember that, and it was fantastic to see the president of the United States roll through Rothschild on his way to an event in Wausau, and it was really, really something else. So
that's fantastic.
I mean, that was a long time ago already. I mean, that's a lot more than 40 years ago. But President Carter, who's had probably the most substantial and maybe the most impressive post-presidential career of any of our presidents. He's done so much in terms of Habitat for Humanity and building houses in different areas of the country and the world, being an election observer in so many areas of the world, promoting democracy. So Jimmy Carter, 100 years old today. So after your big event over the weekend, are you getting a chance to chill out a little bit?
Yes, I am. It's nice to have evenings off where I don't have to do anything and just taking it easy. And even though West Center Stage is over, I still have the songs and dances in my head. So
they don't seep
even
away
after
right
show
away.
Is over, I still have those in my head for at least a couple of weeks.
But again, you have an opportunity to get back onto the performing stage coming up very soon, in fact, on the 18th of October, part of the
over 2 weeks away.
Yeah, fundraiser gala, a night at the cabaret for the Wausau Community Theater. And
great
again
fundraiser.
We talked about that with Brenton Canise yesterday, and the deadline to buy those tickets is Friday because they need to know how many meals. A three-course meal is part of that event.
Yes.
Performances, silent auction, and more. It will be at the Great Dane in Wausau, and among the performers will be Ian Welsh on Friday night, October the 18th.
There's a lot of stuff happening at this event. You don't want to miss it.
I also saw yesterday, really, I think right after we had Brenton Canese on the air, they announced on a Facebook posting their 2024-2025 schedule.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have a night at the Cabaret fundraiser on Friday, October 18th. We also talked yesterday about the event True West, October 24th to the 26th at Whitewater Music Hall. I'm going to go see that one because it's a straight play.
And also, Whitewater Music Hall is a really great venue for like smaller shows especially.
Yeah, I saw a WCT performance of Crimes of the Heart there a couple of years ago.
Nice.
And I know that Sarah Rudolph, again, former director of mine back when I was going to UWMC, she's part of the cast for True West, so looking forward to seeing that. And then the Sondheim Tribute Review on the 1st and 2nd of November. But then what was announced yesterday, A Christmas Carol, again, coming on December 12th through the 15th. Is that show at the Grand or is that somewhere else?
Nope, I was checking out the season myself on Facebook as soon as the announcement was made, and Christmas Carol is actually being moved to the Venega Theater.
Okay.
At the Still University of Stevens Point.
Wonderful place.
Wausau campus.
So A Christmas Carol, December 12th through the 15th. Home, I'm Darling, April, to be determined, sometime in April.
Never heard of that show before.
And then Anastasia, May 30th and 31st, and then June 6th through the 8th.
That's going to be a great show.
So that's, again, the schedule for the Wausau Community Theater coming up.
I think it's nice that they're moving their shows to the Venega Theater and the Whitewater Music Hall, because I think they're both really good venues that can have like pretty good audiences for filling the house better, and it's a little more, you know, it saves more money than doing it at the Grand, because the Grand Theater is a really nice theater.
But, oh, absolutely.
But
when you have a big house, it's nice. I mean, in terms of people, where you fill it up, say, 75. You may have the same number in a certain theater where 75% would be filled. You would have the same number at a bigger place where maybe it's only 25%. Mm-hmm. You want to have it where it's 75% filled. You want that intimacy.
Absolutely.
And I think at the UWSP at Wausau campus, that is a really, it's a very fairly new theater as well, and it's really an intimate setting and a wonderful place to see a show. So we'll look forward to WCT shows coming up for the 2024-2025 season.
It should be a really good season.
Coming up, we'll take a little sports break. Well, the Brewers open up play in the playoffs, and we found out yesterday who the Brewers will be facing off in the wild card round starting later today in Milwaukee. We'll tell you coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
Local radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well-connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Home Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Home Show 98.9 WXCO. Just heard a promo for our sales opening here on WXCO. An opportunity for you to join the team here at 98.9 WXCO and on Civic Media. And again, said it yesterday, though, Civic Media is a terrific place to work. I think that we have a lot of excitement, a lot of really great folks who are part of the management team, and you'd get a chance to work with me and Ian as well if you came on board. So if you're somebody that is a salesperson or somebody that would like to maybe take an opportunity to get into sales, we do have an opening and would love to hear from you. Just send me an email at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and we will get you the information you need. We'll start the process of having those discussions and see if it's a good fit. So again, just send me an email, chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, for information on joining us as part of our sales team here at 98.9 WXCO. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes, and I forgot, I was going to actually do something in the last segment, and I was talking about our daily history lesson. We got talking about other things and forgot to mention that we will have our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
And Ian is 1 for 1 this week. Got it right yesterday, right? Wait, did you get it right yesterday?
Yes, I did. I started off the Monday with a win.
Yes, you did. So 1 for 1 to start off the week, and we'll see whether or not he can try to continue his way towards a record week.
Yes.
And try to make sure he has a passing week very early, because if he gets 2 in a row, that means he'll at least pass, and we'll go from there. But
I want to do better than that.
Do you want to
be successful? I want to win.
Do you want to know what the topic is for today's number for the day?
No. What is the topic for today?
Honeymoons.
Honeymoons.
So honeymoons is our topic for the number for the day. So
okay, I will think about
that. We will give Ian 3 choices at 9:56, and then he'll decide which one he'll go with and hopefully get it right as we try to get a record week with our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh. Sports-wise, Milwaukee Brewers will start off the playoffs. The Brewers will play the New York Mets today to open up a best-of-3 wild card round. In the wild card, the team that is the higher seed gets all home games. So if it goes 2 games or 3 games, they will all be in Milwaukee. The Brewers, the National League Central Division champions and the number 6 seed in the National League, it is the same circumstance they had last year, and they lost back-to-back games in the wild card to the Arizona Diamondbacks and saw their season come to a very quick end. So the Brewers are going to try to make it go deeper this time around. The Brewers and the New York Mets today at American Family Field. First pitch is set for just after 4:30 p.m.
Good luck, Brewers.
Absolutely. Love to see the Brewers be able to get a win today. I think it's big to get the win today. Don't want to fall behind 1-0. Then they'd be forced to be like you, getting the first day wrong on the number for the day. It's a lot easier to be successful when you get the first one right.
Absolutely.
Same thing for the Brewers. To get the first win, it makes it a lot easier to be able to
get more confident if you start off with a win.
There you go. There are 4 Major League Baseball playoff games today. The first game will be played at 1:30. In the American League, the Detroit Tigers will take on the Houston Astros. Also today, the Kansas City Royals will meet the Baltimore Orioles. The Royals won 30 more games this season than they did last year. They lost well over 100 games last year, but they turned it around and made the playoffs this year. So Kansas City at Baltimore in game number 1 in the American League. As I mentioned, the Mets and the Brewers at 4:30. And then the final game tonight at 7:30, it will be the Atlanta Braves and the San Diego Padres. And San Diego will be hosting that series. So again, best-of-3 wild cards, and then the teams will advance to the divisional series in the next round. Also, in terms of sports, we know the times for the Wisconsin Badger games for the next 2 weeks. And if you're a Badger football fan, you have to get ready early, because both next week when they host Purdue at Camp Randall Stadium and the following Saturday when they travel to New Jersey to take on Rutgers, both will be 11 a.m. kickoffs. So the next 2 weeks, 11 a.m. starts for the Wisconsin Badgers. That means all you have to do is tune in to Sully's College Football page from 9 to 11. We'll take you right up to kickoff for the Badgers the next 2 Saturdays. And the Badgers, of course, enter their game against Purdue this week 2-2 overall and 0-1 in the Big Ten. And finally, the Green Bay Packers are getting back to work as they'll try to bounce back. They will take a road trip off to Southern California, taking on the L.A. Rams at SoFi Stadium on Sunday at 3:25. Packers will need to start quicker. Do not spot your opponent 28 points in the first half.
Nope.
Because it's hard to come back. They almost came back, but they lost 31-29 to the Vikings last week. Also, last night was interesting. There were two Monday night games. Tennessee beat Miami in one of the games, and then Seattle moved to 3. Excuse me. Seattle lost to Detroit. Detroit moved to 3-1, defeating Seattle, who's now 3-1 as well. But in that game, the thing that was interesting is Jared Goff, the quarterback for the Detroit Lions, did not throw an incomplete pass. He was perfect. He set a record last night. 100% completion percentage.
Good for him.
I mean, that's not easy to do. There's one time he threw an incomplete pass, but there was a penalty on it.
Also, it didn't count.
So it did not count.
Good for him.
I mean, you just don't see
that.
It's
not easy to do.
No, not at all. For someone to play the whole game and complete every single pass. It may show that the rules are making it too easy to throw the football, in my opinion, as well, though. It's hard on the defenses these days. So that's our sports. Coming up, we're going to talk about an interesting get-out-the-vote campaign. A few women's groups getting together, traveling around in a pink vehicle to be able to get out the word and get people registered to vote. So we're going to talk about that coming up. It was very cool to see the vehicle on Friday. So we're gonna do that right after a news update. And the time is 9:29 here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Former Wausau West head football coach Jason Foster and myself on Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, brought to you by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We'll recap last week's action in high school football and look ahead to Week 7. Plus special guests. At 6:25, we'll be joined by Wittenberg Burnwood head football coach Jason Rick. The Chargers are 4-2 and heading towards another playoff berth. And then at 7:06, it's our student athlete guest from DC Everest High School running back Blake Bankston. Bankston is knocking on the door of 1,000 yards rushing already this season for the Evergreens. It's the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction, Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Well, in the first hour, we talked about a local voting issue involving our drop boxes here in the city of Wausau. We're going to talk about a different kind of voting issue here in this segment, get out the vote. And last Friday afternoon, I was about ready to head on out to cover a high school football game, but then the doorbell rang, and I was able to meet a very interesting woman, Jacqueline Von Edelberg, and she was in town because we had talked last week about a get-out-the-vote effort with the Minocqua Brewing Company, that was at Sylvan Hill last Friday, and as part of that event, Jacqueline was going to be heading up there, but she stopped by here, and I had a chance to see a very interesting vehicle and learn a little bit more about this very interesting get-out-the-vote campaign. And to talk about it, Jacqueline Von Edelberg. And thank you, Jacqueline, for coming on the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Chad. Such a pleasure.
Well, first of all, I know there's a number of groups involved with this, but you are the founder of Arts for Impact. Could you tell us what Arts for Impact is?
Sure. Arts for Impact is a nonprofit that I run, and it amplifies the voices of local artists and musicians to power progressive causes. So immigration, women's rights, voting, gun violence, LGBTQ. And basically, we use the power of art to help drive systemic change.
And now part of what you're doing here during this campaign cycle is joining up with some other organizations as well as part of this GOTV effort.
super cool. We're super excited about our partnership with the National Organization for Women. We have collaborated on a pink, glittery, get out the vote women's rights moment. This campaign is called Women Roar 24. And now chapters across the country have been helping to craft a pink fabric garland. With the truck that we've made, we launched in Milwaukee. And the thought, it went so well at the night market there, we thought, oh gosh, we should just put all of our stuff on a truck. So we brought back from Milwaukee, the artist in residence of Milwaukee, Sarah, has made the most extraordinary cat sculpture, this mirrored cat. She trained 50 women how to weld last year, and they made this cat. So we brought the cat back to Chicago. A guy in Highland Park donated his truck to this effort, let me paint it, and is letting us use it through the election. So we painted the truck pink with pink dots. It's super funkadelic and fun. Put the cat on the back. And we've been driving it through Wisconsin for the past month or so, loosely following the Minocqua Brewery Tour. We're a nonpartisan get out the vote effort, strictly positive, all light and love. And we've been touring Wisconsin for the past month, and we'll continue through through the next, what are we now, 40 days?
35 days.
Oh my gosh, 35 days. We have two Civic Nation events coming up in Madison, and we're just having a blast registering voters and spreading a little sunshine and joy, and hopefully moving the needle a little bit in this election.
What was your career before you got involved here with the Get Out the Vote? What, because it sounds like you're an artist, number one, correct?
I am an artist, number one, but I also have a PhD from the University of Chicago in political science and do all kinds of digital strategy for my day gig. but I was the artist that created the Arts Memorial in Highland Park after the mass shooting we had here. And after that experience, plus our adventures in Atlanta for the first Senate runoff made me really feel like, okay, we could build a nonprofit to support this work. And so Arts for Impact is new, but it's building on two decades of art activism.
Let's talk a little bit about what you learned in 2020, because I found that very interesting, because those Senate runoffs were very important. I mean, in order to get control of the United States Senate after the 2020 elections for the Democrats. What did you learn? And again, I'm not to say it was for the Democrats, because you said it's nonpartisan, but at the same time, what did you find out? What did you learn during that canvas that you're using here in 2024?
Sure. So the goal with in 2020, our thought was, let's take all of our public art tricks and turn them red, white, and blue and throw them at Georgia and see what sticks. And when we got down there, we discovered that, you know, people had really been canvassed to death had a great deal of election fatigue. And by mounting a nonpartisan, joyful art expression, we were able to engage low propensity voters really significantly. So our 6-week ground game in Georgia helped our partner Block Power deliver 24,000 votes. The same tactics we're using here in Wisconsin are the exact same tactics. Can we elevate humble materials, tactile craft, live music, and positivity to help drive civic engagement? And can that help excite interest and amplify voices that are would like to make their voice heard? The effort really is, though, nonpartisan. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is for women's rights. unabashedly and solidly, we are trying to draw a visual through line to show that women's rights are on the ballot. And that is not a partisan issue, that is not a wedge issue, that is a humanitarian and social issue. And if art can help illuminate that issue and bring awareness and amplify, that's exactly what we aim to do.
And one of the things that also jumps out is we hear a lot about different demographic groups when it comes to trying to get folks to the polls and to vote. We hear a lot about young people generally, but also here you talk about young women. What should we know about what animates younger women as opposed to even just young people as a whole? Because I think that's very interesting to get young women involved in the process, get them involved in elections and to make sure that their voices are fully heard as well. What should we know about what animates young women and what you've learned in terms of this effort?
What we've learned about amplifying the voices of young women is really the same of all youth voices, male and female. It's that young people crave authenticity. They crave connection. They crave community. They crave positivity and a path forward. And that is a clear message. Young people are speaking in a clear and consistent voice that they demand more from our representatives. So we're tapping into feelings of nostalgia, connectedness, and positivity to help drive civic engagement.
Again, we're talking to Jacqueline von Edelberg, who is part of a group, Get Out the Vote Activation. Women Roar 24, and has a really interesting vehicle that we saw here in Wausau on Friday going around. What has been the response to the vehicle? I imagine that even at places where you're not at the event itself, like you were here downtown on Friday afternoon, parking just down the road from our radio station. What is the response that you get from folks who may not be part of the event itself, but maybe in one of these communities when they see that very interesting vehicle?
The response to the truck has been just tremendous, and we are just so grateful and enamored by the good people of Wisconsin for giving us such a warm reception. The goal is to sort of create a little bit of excitement and buzz, and the fun thing about our Funkadelic Meowmobile is that even parked, even without the garland out, it has been sort of a discussion point, and people are having lots and lots of fun with it. And that's really what we're trying to drive. We're trying to drive fun, joy, excitement, and positivity. So we've had impromptu concerts on the truck, just sort of these fun pull-up guerrilla-style concerts. And for the next month, we're not 100% sure where we're going to be. So if anybody wants to host the truck at their event, we would love to be part of any local happening. Just shoot us a note on artsforimpact.org. That's arts, plural, the number 4. And then impact.org. And, you know, we would love to go. We'd love to go anywhere. And we're really, really excited to be part of the local community.
You've used the word joy a lot. And I think we've heard that word a lot during the course of the last couple of months since Vice President Harris has taken the top spot on the Democratic side during this campaign. Has the Vice President campaign and style resonated with a lot of the younger people that you've talked to?
I think so. Again, our campaign doesn't advocate for one candidate or another, but we certainly do advocate for joy, and we certainly advocate for empowerment and self-actualization. And those are not a monopoly of one party or another. We are trying to build a big, beautiful, inclusive tent that can absorb the energy and vitality of everyone. Because it's going to take everyone's effort to support women, not just in this campaign, but for generations to come.
And being involved is always the bottom line. That if everybody gets their voice to be able to be heard, more likely than not, better results occur, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I also noticed that for folks to get more, you know, get a sense of the vehicle and some of the events you've been at, you're very active on the social media as well. Is there a specific area that folks, an address that they should check out if it's on either TikTok or Instagram or social media?
Sure, absolutely. We're everywhere. They can either find us on Women Roar 24. They can find us on Arts for Impact. And everyone who's listening can participate. Mount any kind of pink expression. Upload it to social media with the hashtag WomenRoar24. And it will show up on our digital media feed. And we would love to see everyone painting the town pink. And mounting their own joyful civic expression to show solidarity with this campaign.
At Women Roar 24. So check them out on your social media and tag them as well. And on the back of the card you gave me, I thought it was, again, just a wonderful statement. Democracy is not a spectator sport. I think everybody should share that thought and be involved and let your voice be heard and be part of the battle of the ideas, correct?
Absolutely. Engagement is everything. And we are at a really critical point in history. And we need everyone's energy to show up at the polls and make their voice heard.
Jacqueline Von Edelberg, thank you for what you and your colleagues are doing in terms of getting people engaged. And I think, again, for the system to work, we need to be engaged and have our voices be heard. And this is a wonderful way to do it. And again, I really enjoyed meeting you and enjoyed seeing your truck. And I hope a lot of people get to see that truck in the next 35 days. But thank you again for spending some time with us.
Thanks so much, Chad. Thanks for having me. And thank you so much for supporting women.
There you go. Jacqueline Von Edelberg again joining us. And again, check them out on social media at WomenRoar24 and a lot of really fun stuff. We're going to come back, have our daily history lesson, have our final segment of the program here for this Tuesday. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Today is the first day of October, October the 1st of 2024, day number 275 of this year. There are 91 days remaining in the year, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1908, Henry Ford introduced the Model T automobile to the market. Each car cost $825. On this date in 1971, Walt Disney World opened in Orlando, Florida. On this date in 1982, the first compact disc player went on sale for $625. On this date in 2009, 15 years ago, talk show host David Letterman announced that he had been the victim of an extortion attempt by someone threatening to reveal that he had had sex with several of his female employees. He confirmed the relationships on his TV show and also reported the extortion threat to police. On this date in 2019, presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was taken to the hospital after suffering a heart attack. And on this date, that same day in 2019, former Boston Red Sox pitcher Tim Wakefield, beloved for his work on and off the field, died just days after it was revealed he had been recently diagnosed with brain cancer. He was only 57 years old. Some famous people are celebrating birthdays today. As I mentioned earlier, today is the 100th birthday of former President Jimmy Carter. Mm-hmm. Julie Andrews, 89 years old today.
Fantastic.
What do you like Julie Andrews in?
Oh, so many things. Personal favorite, though, is Mary Poppins.
There you go. Yep.
I also enjoyed her in The Sound of Music very much. It's one of my mom's favorite movies.
Some classics there. Actor Stephen Collins of Seventh Heaven is 77. Randy Quaid, National Lampoon's Vacation Movies, is 74. Isai Morales of NYPD Blue at the very end of its run, and Ozark is 62. Model actor Cindy Margolis is 59. Zach Galifianakis of The Hangover is 55. Sarah Drew of Grey's Anatomy is 43. Brie Larson of Captain Marvel, Lessons in Chemistry in United States of Terra is 35. And Priya Ferguson of Stranger Things is 17 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXEO. Today, it is International Coffee Day. It is International Day of Older Persons. It is International Music Day. It is CD Player Day. It is Homemade Cookie Day. It is International Raccoon Appreciation Day. It is Less Than Perfect Day. It is Model T Day. It is Black Dog Day. It is Fruit at Work Day. It is Hair Day. It is Lace Day. It is Pumpkin Spice Day and World Vegetarian Day. It's also a lot of days being, I should say, a lot of things being celebrated this month. I don't have time to go through them all, but a few are. It is Class Reunion Month. It is Eat Better Month. It is Go Hog Wild, Eat Country Ham Month. It is National Dental Hygiene Month. It is National Pajama Month. It is National Popcorn Poppin' Month. National Roller Skating Month, Frozen Food Month, Zombie Preparedness Month. So be prepared for those zombies. And that's just a few of them. There's way too many. But it's time for our number for the day quiz.
Seriously, who keeps a track of all these different holidays?
I don't know. It's like way too many. All right. Ian Welsh every day gets three choices for our number for the day quiz. Based on the math, he should get one out of three right, just guessing. So if he's better than 33% for the week, it's a passing week.
Yes.
If he's below 33% for the week, it's a failure of a week. Mm-hmm. He is 1-for-1 so far this week. His record is 4 out of 5 during the course of a week. He has never been perfect 5-for-5. So we're still working on that, and yes, so far so good. 1-for-1 this week.
But
the topic is honeymoons. Our number for the day, the number of days the average honeymoon lasts. So how many days does the average honeymoon last? Is the correct answer 8 days?
Okay.
Is the correct answer 14 days? Is the correct answer 20 days?
So a little over a week, 2 weeks, or
almost 3 weeks.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yep. How many days does the average honeymoon last?
The average honeymoon.
Yep. So, I mean, some people have no honeymoon at all. So, that'd be 0 days.
Wow.
And then some have trips around the world.
8 days, 14 days, or 20 days? Well, on average, I would have to say, go on my gut here. I'm going to say the average honeymoon is probably 14 days. I'm going with B again.
You keep going with B, I tell you.
The final answer,
all right,
I'm going with
final
14
answer.
Days.
Number of days the average honeymoon lasts is 8 days.
Oh, the smallest number.
The smallest number. So 1-for-2.
I knew it wasn't going to be the biggest number. I was going between the lowest and the middle number.
Thanks to our guest today, Jacqueline von Edelberg, and also Nancy Stenzel. Ian, have yourself a great rest of your day.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
We'll be back tomorrow, 8 till 10 a.m. Coming up next, it is Matt and Air on Air. Keep it right here, 98.9 WXCO.
All I need is a TV show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.